Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your to-do list is a monster that just keeps growing, and you're constantly playing catch-up? Welcome to the world of burnout, my friends. But before we dive into this common pitfall, let me introduce myself. I'm Dylan Brooks, your guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little more calm and control. On this podcast, we explore the power of stoic principles to help you build resilience, manage stress, and live a more fulfilling life. Today, we're tackling something incredibly important, creating a self-care plan for burnout prevention. Because let's be real, taking care of yourself isn't just some fluffy trend, it's essential for long-term happiness and success. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run your car on empty, would you? Same goes for your mind and body. We need to regularly refuel and recharge to keep running smoothly. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-care sounds great, but where do I even begin? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build a self-care plan that actually works. First things first, identify your stressors. What drains your energy? Is it work deadlines, social obligations, or constantly being on? Once you know your triggers, you can start to proactively manage them. Maybe that means setting boundaries at work, saying no more often, or carving out dedicated time for relaxation. Remember, saying no is not selfish. It's a powerful act of self-preservation. Next up, schedule in activities that bring you joy. This doesn't have to be anything extravagant. Think reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or even just enjoying a cup of coffee in silence. These little moments of happiness can make a huge difference in your overall well-being. Ever notice how a good book can transport you to another world and leave you feeling refreshed? That's the power of joy. Third, prioritize sleep. I know it's easier said than done when you have a million things on your plate. But trust me, getting enough sleep is crucial for physical and mental health. Think of sleep as a reset button that allows your body and mind to recharge and prepare for the day ahead. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. It's an investment in yourself. Fourth, move your body. Exercise doesn't have to be a marathon. Even a short walk can boost your mood and reduce stress. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing, yoga, swimming, or simply going for a stroll. The key is to get your body moving and your blood flowing. Remember, endorphins are your friends. Lastly, connect with others. Spending time with loved ones can provide support, laughter, and a sense of belonging. Make an effort to nurture your relationships, have dinner with friends, call family, or simply chat with a coworker. Social connection is vital for our well-being. Think about the time you felt truly connected with someone. That feeling of warmth and understanding can be incredibly powerful. Nurturing those connections is essential for happiness. Now, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a busy entrepreneur who's constantly juggling work, family, and social commitments. She's always on the go, checking emails, attending meetings, and running errands. She is basically a human whirlwind. Sarah starts feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and irritable. She can barely focus, her motivation is plummeting, and she's snapping at everyone around her. This sounds like classic burnout, right? Luckily, Sarah decides to prioritize self-care. She schedules regular walks in nature, sets boundaries with work emails after hours, and spends quality time with her loved ones. Guess what happens? Sarah starts feeling more energized, focused, and happy. She's able to manage stress more effectively, make better decisions, and enjoy life more fully. So, there you have it. Creating a self-care plan isn't about being selfish or indulgent, it's about investing in your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Remember these key takeaways. Identify your stressors, schedule joy, prioritize sleep, move your body, and connect with others. These small steps can make a world of difference. Take action today. Start by choosing one thing from this list that resonates with you most. Share your insights on social media using hashtag MindsetReset and let's continue this conversation together. Until next time, stay calm, stay collected, and keep striving for that balanced life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.